to another morning devotion of Brother Mark, where we are walking together on our walk with Christ. Today is September the 21st, 2022. September 21st, 2022. Well, yesterday it was through us Thanksgiving, and we have been talking this week about being a blessing to others. We have discussed the providence of God. We talked about primary and secondary causes of blessing. And yesterday we discussed God being praised, or we can bring thanksgiving to God because of our being a secondary blessing. But today I want to talk to you about exalting God. Along with thanksgiving toward God, we should think of exalting Him. I read in my daily Bible reading Isaiah 25:1, and in Isaiah 25, Isaiah discusses the works of God. And in verse 1, we see that Isaiah states how he will exalt and praise God for the wonderful things which he has done. Isaiah 25:1. O Lord, thou art my God. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. Isaiah says that he will lift up the name of God. He will praise him. Have you thought about the reasons that you could lift up the name of God? Have you thought about the ways in which you can praise His name? One of the reasons that God is not viewed highly in our society today is that people have neglected to exalt God for His works. Isaiah mentions in this passage the name of God as being worthy of praise. He mentions the wonderful things that He has done. He also praises God because he understands the counsels of God are faithful and true. Is the name of God worthy to be exalted? Absolutely it is. So, are you exalting it? Has God done great things in this world? Absolutely. But are you exalting and praising God for those great things which he has done? Has God been faithful to his word? Absolutely. But are you exalting and praising him because of his faithfulness to his word? Have you found his word to be true? Well, then exalt and praise him because you found his word to be true. You know, nature speaks to the glory of God. We can see the glory of God, even his handiwork. The creation tells us about his glory. As you look at creation, the glory of God is evident. However, through nature is not the only way that God should be exalted or praised. God has given you a voice with which to exalt and praise him. He's given me a voice with which to exalt and praise him. And so I need to recognize my opportunity to exalt and praise him with my voice. And so too do you. We all need to share the works of God with the world. We need to see that God is exalted or is lifted high through us. Are you exalting God today with your life and with your voice? Through us, we can bring exaltation to God. Let's pray. Today, Lord, we thank you for the evidence of all your work. We thank you that you are worthy of all praise. I pray that your people would realize the reasons they have to praise and exalt you so that your name would be glorified in all the earth. Thank you that you are worthy. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Exalt God today. He's worthy. Until tomorrow, Brother Mark signing off.